Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third. The center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gerald Perry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pascual Perez. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Pascual Perez. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Rainey. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Perez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Hubbard reaches second base with a double. Perry moves to third. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Pascual Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Benedict and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. There goes Hebner. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 0-for-1 in the game. Rainey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rainey moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rainey scores. Dernier moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier moves to third. There goes Sandberg trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Rick Camp now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Cubs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Cubs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster pinch hits for Rick Camp. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Jerry Royster now playing shortstop. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rainey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0-for-2 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chambliss scores. Horner moves to second. It's 9-1, Cubs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Horner moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Royster reaches second base with a double. Horner scores. Hubbard scores. Benedict moves to third. It's 9-3, Cubs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benedict scores. Royster scores. It's 9-5, Cubs. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Gene Garber. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Mike Jorgensen now playing right field. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got six RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horner moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horner scores. Perry moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Lee Smith now pitching. Ron Say now playing third base. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Benedict hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Perry scores. Hubbard moves to second. It's 9-7, Cubs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hubbard moves to third. Two outs. Bob Watson pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Braves 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Dave Owen. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Benedict settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Davis moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-7, Cubs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hubbard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Braves 7. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Bowen now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Atlanta Braves, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.